Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. And now let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading today on the Chicago Board of Trade. Of course, we give the overnight numbers at 8:49 Central Time. Wheat in Kansas City opening up this morning at 5.73, down 9. The 5.84 down a half on the other contract on the wheat in Kansas City. That would be July and September contracts. And as we look at the Chicago Board of Trade now, July wheat opening at 5.70 up a half. The September contract at 5.84 and a half up 1 on the open. December wheat opening at 5.97 and a half, and that was unchanged on the open. The March contract at 6.01. down a half, and May wheat for 08 at 5.90 up 3 on the open. Into the corn pit, the July corn contract opening at 3.31 up a half. The September contract at 3.40 unchanged. December at 3.51 up 1. The May contract, or make that March contract of 08 for corn, opening unchanged at 3.64 and a half. May also opening unchanged this morning, and the July 08 contract opening unchanged this morning as well at 382. And now into the soybean pit, where the July soybean contract opened at 865 and a half, and that was up a half. August soybeans opening at 871 unchanged. The contract for September opening at 881, that was unchanged this morning. November soybeans opened at 899. They were up 1. January opened at 905 and a half, down 3.5 on the open. The March 08 contract for soybeans opening at 915 up 2, and the May contract opening at 915 and a half, and that was down 1 on the open. Soybean meal for July opened at 236 even, that was up 20, and the August contract opened at 237.90 unchanged. Soybean oil for July opened at 36.84, that up 11, and the contract for August on the soybean oil at 37.09, and that was 16 higher on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And now taking a look at how the trading is going right now on the Kansas City Wheat Exchange. Trading is anywhere from 3 to 6.5 lower on the Board of Trade. The nearby contracts down 1 to that May 08, down 3.5 on the December 07 contract, I should say. On the corn pits, narrow range, down 2.5 on that far-out September 08 contract to 5.5 lower on the July 07 contract. And soybeans are currently trading another narrow range, anywhere from 5 to 10 cents lower, 5 cents lower on that far-out March 08 contract and the September 07, down 10 cents right now. And joining us now to take a look at what all these numbers are meaning, or what's causing the numbers to be what they are, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Wayne, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Jay. Yeah, we saw pretty benign weather forecast, calling for some chances of rain tomorrow into Thursday, and some coming across, and no extreme hot temperatures or domes being mentioned with any lasting quality. And along with the extra 2.5 million acres of corn, we're down here today 4 to 5 cents. The beans, we got to $9. It's the day before a holiday, a day off here. A little bit of profit taking going into the holiday and very thin trade. I think also the nine weather forecast and the 2% increasing the crop ratings yesterday afternoon basically tells the story that you know, maybe we're not quite as worried with the crop just today because of the increased crop ratings and the little chance of rain.
Mm-hmm. What about coming back to work after the holidays, Thursday and Friday?
Well, you know, we're going to be taking a look and see if they do change the forecast any. There are talks about some areas out west of Mississippi getting a little drier. The last half of July, August being a little warmer and drier pattern that develops after starting out the spring very wet. We'll want to keep an eye on that. Probably the most crucial to the beans and the corn that happened, we did get a little rain in China. And they made comments that they might go back to exporting a little bit of corn. And I think that's weighing on the corn here this morning also, Jay. But, we still got to be a little bit concerned. The commodity that's down the least today is the wheat. We're seeing some bad weather to get harvest done out in the wheat areas, and then having some quality concerns that go along with it. But all in all, like I say, it's going to be a weather and demand market here, and we've got a little bit of shortage of what we're going to look for carry out in the beans, and they're going to be the strong leader of the floor so far.
Mm-hmm. What about outside market influence? The dollar is up just slightly at 81.49 right now. The Dow up 45 points. Crude oil for August at $71 a barrel right now. September at $71.44.
You know, as we look at that, of course, over $70 crude is very positive to ethanol. So that's one of the things that helps us keep the idea that this market will not totally fall apart, and go into the lower $2 range like we would have without the ethanol demand. The outside market's always very important here when we don't have much else to talk about. Gold down a little bit this morning, silver down a little bit, the dollar is saving a little stronger that way. Sort of mixed signals there, not a lot of things. But crude over $70 and staying up there does help the idea towards the ethanol.
Mm-hmm. Anything on the technical side we should pay attention to?
We broke through some pretty big support here. We're getting down into somewhat of the oversold range in some of this corn after all the days we've had down. So we do look for some consolidation at slightly lower levels here to take place. So, 44 was the low after the report the other day in the D's corn. We've been to 44 and a quarter. So, basically, we've seen, pretty much a retracement back to where we bounced off of there. And it does seem to be holding for right now today.
Mm-hmm. So, anything else you want to touch on before we go and wish you a happy holiday?
Well, I think, the one thing we're a little bit surprised, the bean oil is a little bit weaker today. The Malaysian palm oil is, was up strong overnight. But, we're seeing a little bit of separation from that. But all in all, that the palm oil is the one that's helping keep the beans strong.
Mm-hmm. All right, Wayne, I'll wish you a happy holiday. You'll be on with Todd this afternoon on the closing market reports, right?
Yes, we will.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Uh-huh. That's Wayne Nelson out at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Well, currently on the Kansas City wheat prices, we're looking at $5.79 for that July contract, and that's down $3. September at $5.79, down $5.50. July wheat on the Board of Trade in Chicago at $5.69 is down $0.50. The September contract, $5.84, up $0.75. And December at $5.96 is down $1.50. July corn at $3.25¾, down $4¾. The September contract at $3.36, down $3¾. December at $3.45¾, down $4¼. July soybeans $6.58, down $7. August at $8.63, down $8. And November at $8.90½, down $7¼. July soybean meal $2.33.20. Down 260 in July oil at 36.55, down 18. Feeder cattle for August at 111.22½, up 27½. August live cattle at 89.57½, down 10. And the October live cattle 94.25, down 22½. July lean hogs at 70.90, currently up 42½. Crude oil for August delivery at $70.97 is down 12 cents, and September at $71.41, down 15. CRB index down 20 at 316.50. The dollar at 81.50, down 10, and the Dow Jones 30 Industrials at 13,584 and a quarter right now. make that 13,584.5, up 49.5. The S&P 500 at 15,24.89, that's up 5.46. The NASDAQ at 19,62.75, up about 8.5. And as we take a look at Mike Sola's forecast, as we look at the two-state region today, we're seeing partly to mostly sunny weather. It'll be warmer with highs ranging from 82 in northeast Indiana to around 90 in far southern Illinois. For tonight, northern Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms arriving. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy, and lows will range from 60 in central Indiana to 70 in northwestern Illinois. For tomorrow, we're looking in southern Illinois at mostly sunny skies. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs ranging from 83 in northern Indiana to 92 in the south.